Hi guys, so today I'm here with Jez and today we're going to be speaking about being a product of your environment. So before we get into it, I feel like it's just important to define what I mean by this. So I just searched what product means and environment. So a product is just basically a thing or person that is a result of an action or process. An environment is the surroundings or conditions in which a person, animal or plant lives or operates. And a second definition I saw for environment was the natural world as a whole process, or in particular, location, especially as affected by human activity. So from them two definitions, I feel like the word action and process is really important because it just shows how the action and processes kind of that you go through kind of in your environment kind of shapes the person you become.
So being a product of your environment, yeah, like we discussed it and we were saying how a lot of times people kind of, they want to disregard or be defensive towards the phrase like product of your environment. But like people will readily kind of talk about how their experiences shape them or make them who they want to be. Like even like on our personal statement, the whole thing is like, oh, who are you? Like, what experiences have you had that make you who you are today, that make you suitable to study the course that you want to study, all of that. And it's like we willingly put ourselves forward in that light. But then sometimes when it comes to being called or described as a product of your environment, then we're like shy or we're defensive or we just get mad or it's like we don't even want to talk about it like that. But I think we were talking about how you need, like, it's important that our perspective changes from a negative understanding of what it means to be a product of your environment. Like, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are where you came from and that you can't be anything else but that. It merely means that those things have shaped, like, who you are now. And it's not that, I think we talked about how, like, it's not like a representation of wherever it is that you're from, because sometimes people feel like they want to disassociate with the places that they've been or the family that they've come from or, you know, the experiences that they've had in terms of what it represents or how other people perceive it. So they want to disassociate from that and make for themselves a whole new identity that doesn't have anything to do with, like, you know, people's perceived notions on the place, on the experiences and all of that. But it doesn't necessarily have to mean that, oh, because you came from X, Y, and Z place that you can only be X, Y, and Z things or X, Y, and Z kind of person, that you still get to define who you are. It just simply means that those things that you've been through, those experiences, they've helped inform the decisions that you make and the person that you are now.
I think it's that element of choice, because yeah, like what you said was really good, that just because you've been in a type of environment, that doesn't really have to define like who you are or kind of like what type of person you become, because it's like it shapes you, but that doesn't mean that this is going to be the finished product per se, because it's just that element of choice and deciding what parts of my environment are like beneficial for me as like a person, or what parts are just, you know, part of the process and part of building me up to become who I am. But just because, you know, this was the part of process of building me up, this doesn't mean this is going to be the finished version of who I am. It's just part of the process.
Right, that's true. And I think we also talked about how like you have a certain level of control. I think a lot of reasons why sometimes people may want to disassociate themselves is because of that, they feel that lack of control. You do to a certain degree have control over how it is that you let those experiences affect you and to what degree. Actually, maybe not necessarily to what degree, maybe not actually, because I don't know about that, but definitely you have a certain level of control over whether they affect you or not, because irrespective of time, you can have delayed reactions to things, you can have, you know, just different things, because it depends on, you kind of react based on what you know and what you reflect on. So if you're not reflecting on particular things, then there's no way for it to affect you because it's not something you're thinking about. But when you're actively thinking about something constantly, it shapes your perspective and it shapes your understanding of things, and so it has a greater chance of affecting you. So I think you definitely have control in that sense.
I like what you said about like reflecting and thinking, because it's like, just because something happened, like like, obviously, the more you think about something, the more it's going to affect you. Like, even though that might not be in your current environment, like, it might have been in your past environments or the environments that you've encountered. Like, that's the same thing. That's true. Because it's like, how much influence do you give your environment? Right. And in terms of, like, what's in the environment and what, like, constitutes different environments, it's like, what influence do you put on the things in the environment? Because it's like, the more influence you put on something, the more it's going to affect you. So I feel like when speaking about products of environment, like, all those things need to be taken into consideration. And, like, you need to think, because, like, when you think of young people, especially, like, the family and education and with their friends is the most, like, place that there's the most common environment. So it's like, how much emphasis do you put on them environments? And, like, how the more emphasis you put on that specific environment, the more that is gonna end up affecting, like, who you are, if you get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, definitely. It's what we just said about reflecting in it, because like, those are the things that you put value on are the things that shape you. Because like, you reflect on them, you want to either, you have certain goals regarding them or certain understandings of them. Like, let's say, like, people, you know, there are people who have, like, what was that? There was this movie with Lupita. I can never say her surname. I'm so sorry. I apologize. And I don't want to butcher it. But you know who I'm talking about? Lupita. So there was this story of, she played the character of this girl who had never, like, played chess before. And then I think someone in her village taught her chess, and then, like, it was a village in Africa, and then she went on to be, like, it was based on a true story as well, and she went on to be, like, the chess champion or the biggest, like, competitor in her field or something like that. I don't know.
Wait, is it the Underworld film where they were, like, doubled?
I don't know. I can't remember. It was, like, honestly, I don't remember, but my point is... My point is, like, because, what is my point? My point is, certain people who have maybe, like, had not been exposed to certain things may then make those things their goals. Like, people who haven't had access to education, or they haven't had access to employment opportunities, then suddenly they have it may influence them to aspire to big things in those particular fields, because those are the things that stick with them the most and they remember the most, because those are the things that the areas that they were deficient on. So they allow those experiences that they had in those environments to shape their future goals and the things that they do want out of life. So I was just using it to reiterate your point. It was a very long-winded reiteration, but we got there in the end.
No, because I remember one film with her, and I can't remember what it was called. I think it was, like, they were just doubled and they were, like, in the secret world. But I asked because, like, I can't lie, sometimes when I watch stuff, most of the time when I watch stuff, like, I don't really understand what's going on. I wanted to clarify, like, was it the same film? And I wasn't aware that...
Sound like the same film, but... maybe it was, and I just didn't I just didn't remember that part.
Yeah, because I remember
that's so funny film. That's so interesting.
But yeah, it's true about the product of your environment, and, like, yeah, because it shapes a lot. Like, the atmosphere that you're in, well, it can shape a lot. The influence you give onto it can
then determine how much it shapes.
But I feel like at a young age, it has more influence on you, because it's like, you don't know anything else. That's the environment that you've been in the most. So it's like, you know, if you've been in a particular place for all your life, the outside world is going to be a bit weird to you. So it's like...
You're more impressionable.
Yeah, that's the word when you're younger.
Definitely. But then also, I think I had given an example earlier of, like, how growing up had had certain experiences that just didn't affect me until, like, years later, literally almost, like, 9 years later. And, like, it was just because sometimes as well, it's only until, like you said, when you're in that environment all the time, there's your world and there's the outside world. So it took me having to, like, come outside of that world, or the world that I was kind of in my head, or not even in my head, in my actual physical environment, to be able to process some of the things and experiences that happened and be like, oh, okay, let me actually process this information. And then it actually began to affect me. But at the point mm-hmm. at which I was young and actually going through those things, they didn't affect me because, you know, also my focus was just not on that, on those things. Your focus definitely determines the things that you reflect on, and then what you reflect on determines the impacts that your experiences have on you. It's all a chain, series of chain reactions.
Mm-hmm. Now, what you said, it just like, what came to mind is like, if you've been somewhere like in an environment, a particular environment for a very long time, obviously that's going to seem normal to you.
Right.
So like, why would you want to do something that kind of deviates from the environment that you've been in?
Right.
So it's just like what your idea of normal is in that aspect. I guess that's why they say it's good to, you know, I kind of get the multicultural and diversity and inclusion stuff, because it's like the more you're introduced to other cultures and how people do different things, you understand that there's multiple ways to do the same things, and there's more efficient ways, and there's better ways. And,
literally. And I think also sometimes it's not even necessarily that what's it called? Like, even if you may not necessarily recognize the experiences that you have as being normal, but like sometimes there's just a different different cultural values also shape the way that you perceive your environments as well. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In certain cultural environments, you just don't have the luxury of processing certain things, unfortunately. So it's like, in as much as you may be going through what it is that you're going through, at the time in which it is happening, you don't have the time or the luxury sometimes to just like sit down and process and be like, oh, how is this? Like, what does this mean for me? What am I going? As a kid anyway. Mm-hmm, and then you end up just carrying it over into like your adulthood and stuff like that. But yeah, definitely cultural values can definitely shape your experiences or your perception of your environment.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess that's why there's such an emphasis on knowledge, like how important knowledge is. And you know how in the Bible, I believe it's in Hosea, like my people perish for lack of knowledge. Because it's like, if you don't have the knowledge on certain things, like ignorance can, because you don't know, and if you don't know, you do what you do know. So like, and sometimes what you do know is not the best, and it's not the healthiest way.
Tell them that's a bar. When you don't know, screaming. You do what you do know. That is so true. That is human nature summed up. So true. And a lot of people they don't recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
In as much as we do have control over certain things, people fall into a false sense of, I can control everything if I just don't think, or if I just, you know, do you know what I mean? Like, people don't want to acknowledge that they don't know something. Like, they don't want to acknowledge that all they're acting on is what they do know. They want to believe that what they do know is the end of every, like, the end of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
It's the beginning and the end and encompasses everything.
Mm, but because, we know. Mm-hmm. The beginning of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Oh, you go is there.
The fear of the
Lord.
You don't finish it.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Yeah, knowledge, definitely.
Understanding. And like, even what you were saying, I guess that's where ignorance is bliss comes in, because it's like, it's kind of that mentality, if I don't know, then it's not happening. Or if I don't know about it's not affecting me.
Right, but it is.
Just, you don't know about it. You don't know how it's gonna.
Yeah.
You don't know how it's gonna affect you until, I mean, you're forced into another environment that exposes it, which, you know, sometimes it can be a bit sticky.
Yes. A bit of a vicious separation sometimes.
I love the way you say yes. I'm just like, yes.
It's because I feel it in my chest.
I can feel it. I can feel the energy, feel the words, you know, the passion in the yes.
Yes, said it again. Oh my gosh. Oh no. I blame Gloria.
I'm screaming. But yeah, I mean, that's it for today. So thank you guys for listening to this episode. And make sure you follow me on Instagram at KFashQuote. So thank you guys and bye.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
I'm screaming. Leave a review if you want. That'll be nice. Much appreciated. Okay, bye.